This is the AppleVis Podcast.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another podcast for AppleVis. This is Creighton, and I have not uploaded for probably a good 2 years or so. But I'm here, and a lot of things have changed since I've uploaded. I'm just going to do a quick review here, and in this one, I'm going to talk about a product that I really like, and I figured I'd share it with you audio-wise. So what this is a display emulator, and I'm going to talk about why you might want to use this. So this is a Fit Headless display emulator. You can pick this up on Amazon.com. It's about $15 US, and I would encourage you to go and look. They do have a 4K option and a regular option. I haven't looked exactly to see why you might buy a 4K option, but I believe for the regular purpose, it's perfect for what you'll want to use it for in a situation like this. So one of the things about the Mac Mini in particular, and this is what I'm actually recording this podcast on, is that it really acts strange without a display. You'll notice that things won't load as quickly. VoiceOver becomes unresponsive in applications. And overall, it just does not work properly. So one of the things that a friend told me about was this, and all it does is it connects to your HDMI port on the Mac itself. And it works extremely well, and as soon as you connect it up, it recognizes it as a display. So like right now, if I were to go to the Displays menu and go to Open Displays Preferences, and it's going to take it a second. There it goes. It says Fit Headless, and of course, it shows it. And it shows it as a public generic LCD. And yeah, so that's that. So I'm just going to command Q and get back into the recording application here. But it's a neat thing. It looks a little bit bigger than a flash drive. It's just a little dongle that hangs out. And while I do have a TV to connect the Mac Mini to, well, this is a lot easier because then I don't have to deal with cables and things like that. So it's a neat product. Again, it's called the Fit Headless Display Emulator, and I would encourage all of you to go take a look at this. And yeah, so that's that. Told you it was going to be short. Anyway, that's the end of this podcast, and I hope you enjoy. And if you do want to contact me about how to hook one up, although there's really no reason why you shouldn't have to contact me about to hook one up. All you need to do is plug it into the HDMI and it just works. Anyway, email me at creaybay3198@gmail.com. And I am on the AppleVis site under CBENNER88, and you can find me under there. And, you know, just feel free to contact me there if you wish. So anyway, that's pretty much it. So bye for now, guys.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.